Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria en Rustenburg 30, Mbombela 29 grade. Ons begin met nuus uit die buiteland en talle mense is vroeg vanoggend gewond in 'n bomaanval op 'n Irakse militêre basis. Die ontploffing het die Kalso militêre basis getref. 'n Binnelandse sake bron en 'n militêre amptenaar het aan AFP gesê een persoon is dood en 8 ander gewond. Kort na die ontploffing het die Amerikaanse weermag gesê sy magte is nie agter die aanval in Irak nie. Terug op eie bodem en president Ramaphosa het sy stem gevoeg op oproepe op Iran en Israel om hulle te weerhou van konflik. Ramaphosa het gister tydens 'n verkiesingsveldtog in KwaZulu-Natal met die media gepraat en teen verdiepende konflik en streeks oorlog gewaarsku. Ramaphosa het verwys aan vorige waarskuwings oor die Israel-Hamas oorlog se uitkring effek.
With regards to the escalation of the tensions between Israel and Iran, we warned that the war will start spreading. We are calling for restraint, not to escalate the conflict. We do not want to see any further escalation of that conflict.
Die Pretoria Hooggeregshof het Transnet gelas om vertroulike inligting met Sasol te deel. Dit bevat sensitiewe inligting insluitend data oor die koste, inkomste en hulpbronne. Die dokumente sal Sasol help in sy poging om 'n eis van 815 miljoen rand teen hom te verdedig. Die Departement van Gesondheid het van Januarie tot April meer as 150 vermeende kolera-gevalle, 12 laboratorium bevestigde gevalle en 1 sterfte aangeteken. 11 is in Limpopo en 1 in Gauteng aangeteken. 3 gevalle is uit Zimbabwe afkomstig. Departementswoordvoerder Vaste Mohale.
We also urge all people who experience cholera like symptoms including stomach cramps, diarrhea, dehydration and vomiting with or without travel history to cholera endemic countries or areas to go to the nearest health facility for screening.
En teen slotte mediese studente aan die Universiteit van Stellenbosch wil die naweek geld insamel om te verseker dat sowat al 100 lewens jaarliks by die Tygerberg Hospitaal gered word. Dit deur middel van 'n nadoodse orgaanoorplantings. 4 studente gaan môre deelneem aan die Ironman 70.3 uithou kompetisie in Nelson Mandela Bay om geld in te samel om 'n spesiale tydelike eenheid op te rig vir diegene wat naaldoodse organe wil skenk. Jonty White is een van hulle.
A life pod is a temporary ICU that only comes into action when we've got a consented organ donor. It allows us to move a consented organ donor from ICU and put them in their own specialized facility for 12 to 36 hours before they go to surgery, which means that we can make sure that the transplant still gets to happen and we can free up that ICU bed space for the children with spinal injuries who are coming in and the people who've been hit by cars because they come in every hour on the hour.
Mooi weer en warm vannacht, Pretoria 11:30, Johannesburg 11:26, Mbombela 14:29, Polokwane 12:28, Rustenburg 13:30 grade. Vir reisigers, Kaapstad sal vannacht 20 grade bereik, Durban 29, Tebega 21 en Bloemfontein 28 grade. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus in Engels om 8 uur.
How weird are those temperatures? 20 for the mother city, 29 for Durban. Ay, 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 ay. That's the snarks of adult. Thank you, Chanel. Yay, welcome to the show. More news coming up, top of the next hour. What else have I got for you today? Oh, yeah, it's die geskenkbewijs op die spel. 1,000 Rand Spur voucher once again up for grabs here on Weekend Breakfast. Hello. If you know that expression, wake and bake, which, of course, my beloved mother thinks it's about getting up early and getting the yeast and the flour and what to go. Wake and bake has a different meaning today because it is the 20th of April today. It is 420 day, colleagues. That is right. It is 420 day, and I'm sure that the socials from particularly the US and maybe Germany now that it's